Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? This is your host, Brother Carson, here on Blog Talk Radio. I was about to say Outside Radio. This is Mad Dad's Radio here every Tuesday at 1 o'clock to 2. We got a good topic today. We're talking about commitment and staying on top at all costs now. You know, in the face of adversity, will you become bitter or will you become better? That's a great topic for today. I definitely want you all to call in and give me your 2 cents, because even that is valuable, and I'm going to say that every week. But before we get into that, I want to get into what Mad Dad's got going on for this week. You guys might catch the Minneapolis Mad Dad's on the Metro Transit line. If you guys see him on your bus, make sure y'all holler at him, sign up. You know, talk to Gil and Damien, Gary, Bo Wright, Leroy. Make sure you talk to those guys and just get involved with the Mad Dads if you haven't already. Just come get involved. Also, we're going to be having a program for Rich Green, Gil Baggin, and Latrice. They're going to be at Richard Green School. If you have children that goes to Richard Green, make sure you get them to talk to Gil and Latrice and have them talk to them. Also, we're going to have our Tuesday night support meeting at 5 o'clock. We're going to be at the Urban Ventures, which is located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. Hopefully, we see you guys soon. If you want to come out and just kind of, you know, let some things off your chest and, you know, so you can breathe easy and have some things cleared for you or get some help. You know, it's a lot of doors that's being opened, you know, when you come to these things like that, because you never know who's going to be there. You never know what kind of resources that they be bringing, that they might be bringing. So also Saturday, November 20th, Mad Dads might be sleeping outside. We are out raising awareness about homelessness here in Minneapolis. It's kind of getting it's getting pretty sad, and we want to take a stand and sleep outside. And I know people is thinking, you know, Mad Dads is crazy. You know, they sleeping outside and they want to wait till wintertime to do this. But there's people outside right now that's cold, that's sleeping right now outside. In the snow right now. You know, they might be under a bridge or something right now. And, you know, take a stand. You know, be out. Take a stand with us. If you want to get involved, Minneapolis Mad Dads, you can you definitely can come holler at us. But we're talking about adversity, you know, and commitment. You know, staying true to yourself, especially in the face of adversity. You know, especially when things comes at you, when confrontation is in front of you, you know what I mean? Being positive, being steadfast, you know, in the face of adversity, being true during adversity, you know what I mean? It's so easy for us to go crazy when adversity comes into play. It's easy for us to slip back into the I can't do this and I'm about to give up mode, because that's the first thing that typically that we are trained to do when adversity comes into play. But I want to read the story, and I want to give you a different thought about adversity, because people, especially if you're a leader, adversity can either be one of two things. It can either be a problem for you, or it can be a challenge. And which, if it's a challenge, then you like to take on that challenge and you conquer that challenge, and it never becomes a problem again. You know what I mean? You either can become bitter or better in the face of adversity. But I want to read a story before we have our guests come in, call in, and tell us how they feel about this topic. But a daughter complains to her father about her life and how things are going. How things were so hard for her. She did not know what she was going to do and how she was going to make it, and she wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting, and she was struggling. It seemed as one problem was solved, another one would arose. Her father, who was a chef, took her in the kitchen. He filled three pots with water, placed each one on high fire. Soon the pots came to boil. And in one, he placed carrots. In the second pot, he placed eggs. And then the last, he placed ground coffee beans. He let them sit and boil without saying a word. The daughter sucked her teeth and impatiently waited, wondering what he was doing. He turned off the burners. He fished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. Then he ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. And then he took the eggs out and placed it on the counter. Then he turned and he says, "Darling, what do you see?" She replied, "Carrots, eggs, and coffee." He brought her closer and asked her to feel the carrots, and she noted that they were soft. He then asked her to take an egg, crack it, and after pulling the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, he asked her to sip the coffee. She smiled, and she tasted the rich moment. She humbly asked, "What does this mean, Father?" He explained that each of them had faced the same adversity, boiling water, but each reacted differently. The carrots went in strong, hard, and unwilling. But after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened up and became weak. The egg had been fragile, and the outer shell has protected its liquid interior. But after sitting through the boiling water, its inside became hardened and ground, and the ground coffee beans is unique, however. After they were in the boiling water, they had changed to water. And so he asked her, "Which are you?" He asked his daughter, "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean?" Now, that I picked this story because I found it interesting that, adversity is a very good, I guess boiling water would be a very good, to actually compare that to adversity is actually pretty good, because adversity could be described sort of like hot water. You know, you be put in a situation, but how do you react when adversity comes to you, you know? And for those who probably don't know what adversity is, just a little bit like, things come to you, you might be faced at one point, especially being a leader, you might be faced at one point where people tend to want to confront you, tend to want to pick at you, to tear you down with the intentions to, build you back up, but to tear you down again. You know what I mean? Things like that, adversity, all of these things that comes into play with the intentions to break you is adversity. Now, he's asking, which one are you? Are you a carrot? Are you an egg? Or are you the coffee that just changed the whole situation? I have to think about that question for myself, because I can go in sometimes, and then sometimes I can wither under the adversity. But being under a program where you can be mentored 24/7 with some people who's actually been through the same storm, it actually makes you a lot stronger. So if you agree with that, I definitely want you to call in at 1-347-215-9262. Again, this is Mad Dads Radio, and I definitely would love to hear from you all. We got a lot of things going on. Now, I also want to talk about a painting that one of the Mad Dads, Damien Ross, he had came up on. It's a painting by, his name was Red Boy. He was a Native American. He died in 06, I believe. And he painted a picture of Jesus Christ with the crown of thorn on his head. But he painted the whole painting with his blood, the entire painting with his blood. I wish you all could see it, and what it means and everything. But
I would like to read what it says on the back of the painting. It says, "In adversity, one can become bitter or better. The artist of the painting became bitter and better. Joe Redboy was an American Indian afflicted with alcoholism. He died at the age of 46, having spent 25 years of his life in jails. He had been beaten so his nose was on the side of his face. His body attests to many wounds he had been given. His hands had been frozen to where they had to been amputated for his kindness of a well-known businessman in Minneapolis who agreed to pay his major medical bills. Because of his friend and saving of his hands, he'll be able to paint Jesus," which in Chippewa, the word Joe means Jesus. "Joe came carrying the painting and presented it to his friend. The paint on the painting was still wet, and the blood that trickled down Jesus' face was mingling with his own from the self-inflicted wound that he put in his life. Who else but a suffering person like Joe could paint Jesus with such understanding eyes? Like St. Dismas, a good thief on the cross who turned to Jesus before he died, Joe died a saint. Glory to God. In God's perfect time, the urgency of sharing the painting will find fulfillment." Which is really deep. I wish you guys can see how the painting looks and all, and how it looks. But adversity comes in many different forms. It comes in so many forms that it can be very confusing at times when things are either a blessing or when it is an adversity. You know, things like fights happen all the time, and it may not be that your adversity. The things that might come and they might seem like blessings could be adversity, especially if it challenges your character and your characteristics, you know, about, you know, who you are as a person, you know, what you are, what is your role in life, you know what I mean? You know, so it's important that if you have a strong characteristic, if you have a strong character about yourself, it's important that you are able to understand who you are fully and recognize the adversity before it even manifests into a bigger problem. Because, again, if you knew who you are fully, you'll be able to neutralize the situation before it even becomes one. And that's something that we have to, you know, we really have to face this. And this is that, you know, this is all the time, you know. But I definitely want to get to you if you want to join in on the conversation and add your two cents. Again, the call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. I would definitely love to hear from you, because I would hate to, I wrote a whole thing for today's topic. So if you don't call in, I just read from the list. So, I can go on and on about this because I felt like this was very important. We was talking about this actually yesterday morning for our Monday meeting, and when we was talking about, you know, disguises and how things are made to destroy whole nations, and you know what I mean? We talked about how things can be brought up to look like blessings, like I mentioned before, you know what I mean? And but they really are adversity, times when adversity is really trying to manifest itself. And it came to me, and I had to bring up the fact that a lot of things comes into play when it comes to adversity. You know, like culture, you know, there's so many things in this culture, and I want to say the black community or, you know, the urban community, there's so many things in this culture that we are living in, that we are a part of, that oftentimes when adversity strikes, we never fail to, go back to the you know, I give up, you know, mode. And this one thing is hard when, you know, when we try to do it on our own, especially with, like, single parents and things like that. But it's even tough if you can't handle adversity with another person with you, not helping edify and helping your character grow and build a stronger foundation for you and in your child, because this is something that the enemy is going to always use against us. So we got to tighten it up. But I want to read some quotes. Here's one by John Haywood about adversity. He's an English playwright, poet. This is like in the 1400s to 1500s. So this is old. But he says, if you will call your trouble experiences, and remember that every experience has developed some talent force, some latent force within you, you will grow vigorous and happy, however adverse your circumstances may seem to be. Wow, that's pretty good. There's another quote by John Church and Collins. He says, in prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends. In adversity, we know our friends. That's a good quote. In prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends. That's really good. I definitely want to hear from you, though. If you are listening, if you are at home on the radio, on the internet, Blog Talk Radio, you kind of search for, you know, a good topic to come in on. I definitely want to hear from you. Again, the number is 1-347-215-9262. Please give us a call. And we can definitely talk more about this. I want to hear from you, definitely. So, but I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show that we have two mad dads that are in schools that are talking to students that are going through certain situations, whether it be you know, things going on in school or at home, or you know what I mean, real personal stuff and. Type of stuff that you know, these are the things, and these are the ages especially that make or break you know, your child. You know, adversity starts any age. There's no you know, discrimination about it. Adversity starts at any age, and you know, a lot of times when we go to these schools or when mad dads go to the schools, there's a lot of kids who. They got a lot of situations. They have a lot of problems at home because it's not being resolved the way that they should be resolved, or, you know, whether it be parents on drugs or, you know, abusive or anything like that, or just lack thereof of parents. And, you know, it's hard stuff to try to detach a child from negative thinking, especially if that's all that child knows. You know, adversity sets in and they can't handle it. And they do things like, you know, suicide and, you know, crazy stuff like that. Like, I know recently what's been talking about where, you know, these homosexual kids, they, you know, they getting bullied online or at school or, you know, getting criticized and stuff like that. And they're not able to handle adversity. So they, you know, they often, you know, they oftentimes they contemplate suicide and things like that. And it's a tragic thing. No one is teaching our youth today how to weather the storm. It's going to be many of them. And if we can't learn how to stand on our ground firmly at that, then we're going to always wither under the weather. And we can't do that. You know, because if it was every person that, if every person, you know, crumbled under adversity in their lives, then we wouldn't have half the people in the world. Thank God we have fighters, and thank God we have a God that can make us fighter. You know, so it's going to be a lot of adversity in your life. It's going to be a lot of storms. It's going to be a lot of, you know, heartbreak. It's going to be a lot of pain that's going on, that's going to happen. It's going to be a lot of negativity that's going to come your way, especially when you are doing great. It's going to be a lot of adversity. But you can stand strong if you can remember that you have the Most High protecting you, that you have God here for you, that you don't have to do it alone, that you may have friends that can help you. You know what I mean? Everybody faces problems, sufferings, and difficulties. You know what I mean? Everybody experiences things like pain, you know, from death, or you missing somebody. You know, that's adversity. But you also have to learn how to bounce back when things like that happen. Somebody unknown said that a bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. That's really good. Duke Ellington, a problem is a chance for you to do your best. Arthur Golden from Memoirs of a Geisha, well, her name was Golden. She was a geisha. Adversity is like strong wind. It tears away from us all but the things that cannot be torn so that we see ourselves as we really are. These things have to be instilled within you in order for you to stay strong when time gets rough, when times get rocky. A lot of times we do not pay attention to who we serve as Lord and Savior, who's God. When we don't pay attention to God, God will continue to wave you down and say, hey, I'm right here. Talk to me. You can't do this on your own. I'm going to send somebody for you, and I'm going to be here for you. Have that foundation down, plus the armor of God. Any kind of wind that blows after you, any adversity that comes after you, you'll be able to stand it because it will not keep you down. You have to stay committed. You have to stay committed. I don't think there's any, you know, people like Martin Luther King, and you know, I don't think I'm sure they had, you know, obviously they faced, you know, adversity. Obviously they did, you know, and I'm pretty sure they had times where they felt like giving up. But there was a bigger purpose. And if they did give up, things wouldn't be the way they are now. So I definitely want to hear from you. If you are listening, please don't be shy. You can call in at 1-347-215-9262 to talk about the situation. A lot of people is listening. I definitely want to hear from you, though. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. I want to hear from you. I want to get your two cents, even that is valuable. I also will have a live chat session going on for those who probably can't call in, but they can definitely call in with the chat line here. You can see that right on our page. If you have a question, you can go ahead and type it up, and I will answer your question the best way I can. Well, that's anybody who wants to do the chat room. But I definitely want to hear from you. I definitely would like to have those who have something to say as far as this topic goes. I definitely want to hear from you because a lot of times we can have Mad Dad come on the show, and, you know, we'll take over the whole show. But I want to hear strangers call in, and I want to hear you all talk more about it. But one thing that interests me when it comes to adversity is how quick we can down ourselves. If we can fail sometimes, and it's shocking how quick we can really look down on ourselves, and we'll feel like losers. But we're not realizing that in order for us to be able to fight a war, we have to be trained. So when adversity is going on in your life, think of it this way. you know that there's going to be more bad days in your life. Why not take this as an opportunity, as training, and do what you're supposed to be doing? Because that's all it really is. There's no really any such thing as staying in a bad situation unless you really want to. That quote, the first quote that I mentioned, it says that a bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you make a turn. So adversity strikes, and it might knock you down off your square a little bit, but are you going to bounce back up, and are you going to get back on your square, or are you going to stay where you are? Because a lot of times it happens, especially abusive relationships. You know, somebody stays in an abusive relationship, you know, whether it be verbal or physical, anything like that, and they don't want to go because maybe they have kids with this another person. Well, that's you staying at the bend of the road. You haven't turned and made that extra mile because you stayed at where you were knocked off. Because a lot of times we do have tendencies of grasping on things that God is trying to pry from our hands. You know what I mean? But you have to be committed to make change. And that's what the Minneapolis Mad Dads is all about. That's what the GRIP program is all about. That's what every last one of us that works here for the Minneapolis Mad Dads is all about. Because we know what adversity is. We've all experienced it. We all have our testimonies and stories. And sooner or later, I definitely want to have my guys. I want them to call in and give their testimony pretty soon. And, you know, just to kind of give you more history about it. I know that last week we talked about the history of Mad Dads, but I definitely want to have my guys call in and give you, you know, their testimony and how they come about being a part of the Minneapolis Mad Dads. And if you want to get involved with the Minneapolis Mad Dads, you can definitely come to our, we're going to have a training day on the 24th. It's going to be here at the Minneapolis Mad Dads headquarters. We are located 3026 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. We would love to have you there and be a part of our crew. We're going to be doing a volunteer training day. But if you want to take it further than that, all you got to do is keep showing up and being a good steward and, you know, be teachable and, you know what I mean, all that good stuff. If you can do that, then you can consider yourself as a part of the real crew because, you know, this is not going to be here forever. You know, we won't be here forever. But we're going to try to take and carry this legacy as long as we can because Minneapolis Mad Dads is needed. Our community right now is going through adversity. And if we fall through with the community, then who's going to stand in and help us if we're not the one that is helping? You know, there's a lot of things that we have to do as far as to get done because otherwise it may not get done. You know, we talk to the children, we talk to parents. You know, we want to have the situation at home neutralized. We want to have the relationship between son and father better, between son and mother or daughter and mother better, because these are the things that cause adversity in a household if they're not talked about. You know what I mean? If we have issues with one another, those are things that have to be talked about. Otherwise, we can get really caught up into our emotions and you know, have negativity floating all in the house. I know if you guys ever walked in a house and you just feel like this is nothing but negativity flowing all around, because most of the time it probably is, you know. It's not too much love to balance it out, and it's a sad thing, you know. But, you know, just if there's problems, it's always best to walk to, you know, talk it out and make sure that that the problem is neutralized and that, you know, you came to an agreement or that you compromised or something that is reasonable for another person so that adversary doesn't have to exist in the world, because we know how destructive that is. But I definitely would love to hear from you. If you want to call in, you can definitely call in. Our call in number is 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call in number is 1-347-215-9262. Also, I wanted to talk about that I was gone last week, actually, and I had my boss, the president and founder of Minneapolis Mad Dads, he hosted for me. Please keep me in prayers because I've been going through a lot of things going on with my back issues, and I might have tendonitis in my abdomen, and, you know, it's pretty ugly stuff, but keep me in prayers because this is my personal adversity that I'm going through right now. And, you know, it makes it hard for me to commit to doing things or wanting to do certain things. And but I don't want to let this stop me, is what I'm saying. There's so many options that I could be taking right now that, you know, that will probably help my situation, but, you know, I can't. I have to do what I have to do and fight what I have to fight, even if I'm in pain, because this is something that has to be done. You know what I mean? This is something that has to be done. This is my own personal adversity, and I wouldn't even call it that. But it's something that I am going through. But I definitely would love to hear your story, hear you call in about your adversity. But we need to, before we start any kind of movement, we get a lot of calls to people saying we need to start a march or something like that. Before we can do that, we got to get supporters. We have to get supporters, y'all, because we don't support each other. We don't support each other, you know. I want people to realize that adversity is going to always be here to stay. Adversity is going to be one of those things that is let's see, it's about as potent as, I guess you could say, milk, you know. You spill it, then it's going to be everywhere. You know what I mean? That's how it is. But it don't take nothing but to, you know, to clear it out. You know what I mean? It's like it's going to be a part of life. And it's something that's not going to go away. It's something that's not going to, you know, wither out every once in a while. But it's something that is definitely going to be a part of your life. And, you know, don't give up. We don't need people to give up on yourselves. We don't need people to give up on your children. Despite what may happen, keep fighting for what's yours because it is yours, especially if God gave it to you. But I would definitely love to hear from you. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. I want y'all to please excuse my voice. It's actually pretty weak. I'm still trying to get over, you know, being in the hospital and things like that, which was it was a pretty decent experience that I had to go and get checked out. You know, things were kind of strange to me because needles. And I can't stand needles, and I almost kind of freak out when, you know, I see that I'm about to get a shot or something. And it's never painful, but it's just the thought of a metal rod in my, you know, vein that can possibly scratch it and, you know, have me bleed outside. It's crazy stuff like that that makes it, you know. But, you know, I have to commit to my health. I have to commit to my family. I have to commit to live, you know, just to eat better, live better, and not have, you know, these things come up on me, because they will. They will. You know, and like I said before, despite these personal things that's been going on, I stay positive I stay focused. You know what I mean? I make sure that things are all right if they have to be, because adversity has tendencies to create a lot of chaos. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, it will cause chaos if you let it. But I definitely want to hear from you. If you want to call in, you can call in at 1-347-215-9262. Again, that's 1-347-215-9262. I'm going to have my special guest call in pretty soon. I'm trying to see if he'll call in. I don't know where he is right now, but I'm going to get him going in. But until then, we'll talk more about this. But I want to hear from you. What do you think about adversity? I definitely want to talk more about solutions to a lot of problems because, Lord knows, we need them. You know, a young girl, 11-year-old Hispanic girl, got shot during the drive-by here, and this is what gets me. You know, a lot of times adults can't handle certain things like that, and sometimes a young child can be very dynamic as far as being strong for someone. And when I seen that picture of that little girl in that hospital bed, you know, possibly might be paralyzed, you know what I mean? It really breaks my heart. It really does. But I can't help but feel that she's a fighter. And I wouldn't be shocked if she's able to walk again, but if not, she would not stop doing what she has to do. She's going to continue her life. And that's something that I'm positive on. You know, pray over it. But kids can sometimes be very dynamic when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I definitely want to hear from you. But Minneapolis, please, 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 if you could do anything about, you know, the violence that's going on in our community, Mad Dad certainly couldn't do it on our own, and we certainly couldn't do it without our partners. We definitely want people to let us know if there's more resources out there for us so we can continue on fighting for this, you know. But it comes in all shapes, like I mentioned before. But I want to know what you think. So anybody who's listening to the broadcast, I definitely want to hear from you. Please call in at 1-347-215-9262. I don't know where my special guest is, but I'm going to definitely try to get them to call in. See who it is. Blog Talk Radio, this is Mad Dad's Radio. Caller, who's this? Caller. Okay, don't know who that was. But whoever it was, caller, if you can call right back in, that would be great. Whoever it was. Okay. Okay, caller, this is Mad Dad's Radio. Who's this? Okay. All right. Well, callers, if you can try it again, try to call up the station again. If you can try to call up and see so I can talk to you, see who this was, so we can talk about this subject here, about commitment to being true to yourself during the face of adversity. But I definitely want to know what you guys feel about this. Today I'll just talk more about this. As you can see, this show is definitely built on people calling in and to talk with us about this subject here. One thing I've noticed when it comes to hard times like this, it's fine to be sad about things, you know what I mean? It's fine. It's fine to be sad about stuff, you know what I mean? To be sad about, you know, things are not going my way or whatever. But it's another thing to be depressed and to stay depressed and to just stay where you are as far as, you know, your happiness. You know what I mean? It takes so much energy to be upset. It takes a lot just to be happy. And sometimes we take our losses. We really do. Sometimes we take our losses. But you should already feel like you're fulfilled. It shouldn't even feel like a loss the next time because you have everything that you need. And that's the strong foundation. So build it up for you. Otherwise, the storm comes. You're not prepared. You don't have a strong foundation. Your house is made of straw and sticks. You know what I mean? Nothing is strong for you. You don't have strong supporters. They're made of straws and sticks. They tend to downsize you when things are going rough for you. You're not being positive. If you get caught up and you have all that behind you, adversity will eat you alive. So, I want to hear from you. We got 15 minutes here on the show. I want to hear from you. Please give us a call in if you are listening at 1-347-215-9262. I want to hear from you. I don't know where our special guest is, but we're going to definitely try to get him on here. Hopefully he can get on whenever he's free. But this is a really good quote right here. I wanted to read this quote right here. I'm looking at it, and I'm kind of like baffled because it's kind of funny, and I'm just shocked that it's so simple, but it's the truth. It's so true. This guy named, a gal, her name is Emily Dickinson. Her adversity quote was, "A wounded deer leaps the highest." That's kind of cute. Here's an old English proverb that says, "A smooth sea never made a skillful mariner." Okay, I wouldn't know nothing about that, but I get what they're saying. Number three says, "A man is insensible to the relish of prosperity until he has taste of adversity." That was made by Saadi, whoever that is. I don't know who that is. Number four says, "A certain amount of oppositions is great help to a man. Kites rise against, not with the wind." That's really good. Adversity is a fact of life. It can't be controlled. When we can control it, is how we react to it. That's true. It says adversity is a fact of life. It can't be controlled, but what we can control is how we react to it. That's absolutely true. That goes back to the story I read earlier when the chef took the carrots and boiled it. Carrots went in hard and stiff, but it came out soft. The eggs go in fragile, but it comes out hardened. With the ground coffee beans changed the water the whole time. And it came out nice, and you know what I mean? It became better with adversity, that boiling water being adversity. It becomes better. You know, this stuff is going to make or break you. It really would. I've been through my adversity was when I was born until I was 10 years old. You know, going through severe epilepsy. You know, having seizure attacks all the time. All the time. And you know, there's been many times where I could have died. There's been many times where, you know, I could have really been in some serious problems. But instead of me carrying that cross, you know what I mean? Instead of me carrying that situation, you know, in my back pocket all the time, it can weigh me down. And I know some people have experiences where, you know, something really bad happened, and it's just wearing them down on your body, and it's stressful. But I hope that you can take that stress off of you, because we don't need it. We are stronger. We got God. We have our foundation in Him. We do not need adversity to tear us down. We are stronger. Instead of being bitter in the face of adversity, we're going to become better. You know what I mean? Weather the storm. You know, stand out and fight. Actually becoming powerful people within the face of adversity. You know, these are the things that we need. Tools like the Bible. Tools like good friends that can help you. Tools like searching yourself, realizing the truth, and where the problem is coming from. Those tools will never have you fall under a crack again when it comes to adversity, because you will know yourself, and you know that if anyone comes, especially with a lie, then it will not affect you, because you can simply just laugh and do what you have to do. Adversity is an everyday thing. There's not going to be one day you go in your life where you won't have adversity. It won't be. It can either make or take you. And we have to think about those type of things. But when we do go through those things, we have to understand that we can't do it alone. But definitely, I want to hear from you. Please call in if you can at 1-347-215-9262. Again, 1-347-215-9262. But I definitely want to read some more of these quotes right here. It says, dust is protective coating for fine furniture. I have no clue what that means. Anyway, Mark Twain wrote a quote that says, by trying, we can easily learn to endure adversity. That is very true. Rose F. Kennedy says, bird sings after a storm. Why shouldn't people feel as free to delight in whatever remains in them? That's really good. That's really good. Brave men rejoice in adversity, just as brave soldiers triumph in war. That was written by Seneca. That's how we got to think of it. That's pretty good. Those type of things. But we definitely need more of us to think like soldiers when it comes to adversity, oppositions in our face and things like that. And understand that things, you know, it's not going to go right all the time. But as we got 8 minutes left in our clock, I definitely want to pray out and put my final thought on this. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you. We're asking you humbly, Lord, to give us more of your patience, Father God, and let us become stronger within your word, Lord, and your blessings, Father, under your protection, under your blood, Lord. Make us stronger. Make us as wise as your Son in the face of adversity, Father. Give us the patience, Lord, in the face of adversity, Father. And give us that feeling of love whenever someone brings us adversity, Lord. Let us become powerful with our love, and let us be known with our love. And we pray, Lord, that it comes to you, the glorification, that somebody knows who we are because of the love. And Lord, we also pray that for those who feel like they are close to giving up, to not come out of, you know, their bad situations, their adversity, you know, who won't come out the storm, you know, we pray for those people to become stronger. Use the word to, you know what I mean, to check the word. But we definitely would love to have you just to make them stronger, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. We definitely got some people hitting up the chat room. We got Classy Ray. She wrote that this is a great topic, and she truly believes that the effect that we have on each other will continue to be a very proficient. So she prays that we make wise choices and have positive impact on our families and our community. And I definitely agree with that. That is great. And we have to have those things going on, because otherwise our community can either become worse or it can stay the same from where we are now. You know what I mean? You know, if we can stay, if we can become more positive thinking, instead of thinking that this negative stuff that we got going on that's deemed to be normal, if we can take that and dissect it and realize that these are all lies, if we can flip that and then bring in the positivity and teach that to be the normal way of thinking, positive, if we can do that, then we wouldn't have the type of murder rate that we have now. We can have more positive impact on our children, because they will have somebody positive to look up to. You know, that impact that we can bring in is great. She also wrote that a friend named Adversity, whoever will have nothing to do with thorns can never gain roses. Oh, that's nice. The brook that flows over stones makes the sweetest music. She has a lot of poetic things to say here. I do appreciate that, Classy Ray. She also wrote, whoever will have nothing to do with thorns can never gain roses. Okay, I read that again. Sorry. She says, if you remove the rocks, the rook will lose its song. Blessings thrive in the affection soil. Trouble is only opportunity, and we're close. Wow. Well, I'm glad you definitely put that in, Classy Ray. We're going to have you as a guest one day to come up on the show and just talk about this and see where you're getting this stuff from. This is really good. Well, we have 4 minutes remaining on the show. Everybody, I do want to thank you all for listening. I do see that we have some listeners there. I want to thank you all for listening for the show, talking about adversity and, you know, commitment, staying steadfast in the face of adversity, because, you know, if we can, you know, just if we can realize that this kind of stuff is, adversity is normal. It really is. It is normal. But how we react to things, we can deem our reaction to be normal or crazy or, you know what I mean? It's up to us to bring the positive change to whatever that is, whatever it is that's negative in our lives. It's up to us. Children, our friends, our community, all that stuff that Miss Ray had brought up in her comment in the chat, all that stuff, it is on us. It's on what we say, what we do, what we think, how we go about fighting adversity. You know, how we go about visualizing our plan, planning our attack for adversity. It goes from there, and our children has to learn it from us. So a lot of times you want your child to not act up, then they have to see their parents not act up. They have to see the parents be more positive figures in their lives, and they have to see it from them. They have to see it from, you know, big brothers and big sisters. They got to see it from organizations that care, you know. And God loves all of his children. So whatever situation you're going through, you don't have to give up. You don't have to, because you have God. You don't have to give up. You have a foundation. You have people that can help you. And you have folks that have been through the same thing that you're going through right now. I don't know who it is I'm talking to, but I know that you are listening for the today, and I definitely thank you for listening in. We got 1 minute left. My cue is about to come on in a minute. But I definitely want to thank you all for calling in on Blog Talk Radio, Madness Radio. There's the 60 seconds going on. And as we leave out, I definitely want you all to come back next Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on blogtalkradio.com/maddads. I'm your host, Brother Carson. God bless you. Have a great day.